We have two sets of correspondence this week. The first continues the response to the decision to develop Anglia Square. Tony Self of Sprowston wrote, "So glad the Evening News named and shamed the seven councillors that voted for the Anglia Square development. They should be arrested for treason. They should be fired from their jobs this week. Anglia Square doesn't need Benidorm imposed upon it. If they allow one tower, more will follow. Benidorm was a fishing village up to the 1950s. Now it has more tower blocks than you can count. These seven councillors need to be held to account. Maybe chain them together with their feet, putting the stocks outside City Hall for a month. We'll see if they can think that a skyscraper is still a good idea then. The square should be a leisure centre, with a swimming pool, gym, sauna, multiplex cinema, and a purpose-built concert venue. It would be of more long-term value than retail outlets, and we certainly don't want that monstrous tower, especially after Grenfell. Tower blocks are a throwback to the concrete jungles of urban ghettos of yesteryear. Please keep them there."
There were many responses to the story about rough sleepers. MonkeyNuts3000 said, "Being one of the 11 cities that needs help tackling this problem would only reflect badly on Norwich." Nev added, "The trouble with such schemes is that they attract people from far and wide once word gets around." Baldrick1945 had a suggestion. "Wouldn't it be nice if one of the little-used churches in Norwich set aside an area in the church with heating and refreshments, including bunks, where the homeless would be given a safe area for the night? I'm sure there would be plenty of volunteers to man the operation." Not Confused observed, "This problem was all but eradicated between the mid-1990s and 2010. It has re-emerged with a vengeance since 2010. This Christmas, the charities estimate 130,000 children will be homeless. When the UN envoy brings up these issues, he's accused by the substandard DWP of politicking. Meanwhile, we're spending billions of pounds of Brexit and other right-wing projects. Another example of the UK going back centuries." And finally, Curious Cat commented, "There are lots of charities in the city that try to help the homeless, but not everyone will accept the help. When Aviva boarded up the front of BHS, then put all the rough sleepers in touch with the charities that could provide accommodation, very few took up the offer. Some, by no means a majority, of rough sleepers have issues that make it difficult for them to be with others, such as drink or drugs or shouting when asleep, for example. That can get them turned away from accommodation or make the sleepers wary of being around others."